من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained from the beginning of the surah and the beginning of the sufara all things which are permissible for us, which are not permissible in different ways, and the distribution of inheritance, how it should be done, everyone should be given their full rights, etc. Now, as a summary to it, the opposite of it Allah Ta'ala mentions here, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَيْ إِمَانْ وَالُوْ. O people of Iman, that is those, the followers who admit that they believe in Allah, and in that they accept that we will follow your command. We accept that you have created us, you nourish and sustain us, and to you is our return. Allah is addressing those people and telling them, لَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ. نَا کھاؤ مال ایک دوسرے کے آپس میں نہ حق. Don't eat up the wealth of one another in a wrong way. That is, by stealing, by deceiving, all the wrong methods of or things which are around. Whichever way, to take somebody else's wealth in the wrong way, whether it is by stealing it or by deceiving him or even in business transactions to do it wrongly, etc. Abstain from that completely. If you want a good, healthy society, then make sure that your income is halal. And for halal income, make sure that you don't steal from anyone. It isn't a matter of only stealing money, but even stealing time. If you are working for your boss and you are not giving your time properly, even if you are at work but you are busy on your phone, etc., which you are not permitted to do during work time, or you take off wrongly, or you use the company's things, like for example the phone, anything else for your own personal needs without any permission. All the wrong ways will bring wrong income, and that is the putting of a wrong and haram foundation for your whole life. So that will cause you great destruction. There is a halal way to earn your earning. إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ تِجَارَةً أَن تَرَاضِ مِنْكُمْ. مگر یہ کہ تجارت ہو آپس کے خوشی سے. However, to earn your earnings, don't earn it in any wrong way. Earn it through doing business, and that is the basic foundation of a business, is that both parties must be happy. Though there is profit engaged in a business transaction, which everyone is well aware about, but do your business transaction with the most basic foundation, fundamental element, and that is both parties must be happy. The buyer and the seller must be happy. When the buyer and seller are happy, then Allah Ta'ala puts a lot of barakat in that business transaction. If, however, either of them are unhappy, the buyer feels I'm paying too high a price, or the seller feels that the buyer has pressed me so hard and he has made me give it to him at such a cheap and low price, and they are any one of the two unhappy, then there is no barakat in that business transaction. From here we see, when we do business, try your best not to ask for a discount, though it is permissible. But make the buyer, the seller happy, and there will be a lot of barakat for you. You might have saved a rand or two by asking for a discount, but by making the seller happy, and you are old, and do it happily also, Allah will give a lot of barakat. In the same way, when the buyer asks for a discount, the seller should also comply. He shouldn't be hard, etc. How much he can manage, he knows how much is his cost price, how much is his overhead, and accordingly how much can he give him a discount. He should try and make him also happy. When business is done, the basic ingredient for good business is happiness from both parties. then there is lot barakat in there. And if anyone forces his way, gets the article very cheap, or the person, the seller, if he bought it, he took out a big price from the customer, and either of the parties are unhappy, then there is no barakat in that business. The other basic thing for life, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ or نَفُونْ كَرُوْ آپَسْ مَنْ and do not kill one another. Wealth of one another is sacred. Don't take anyone's wealth without the proper way, which is normally the business. Otherwise, giving of gifts, etc. is also transference of wealth. But basically, it is business that is the primary way where wealth is given from one party to another. The other very important basic concept for a good society, a stable, healthy, moral society, is that respecting one another. And the end of it all is the negative end of it all is where you take the life of the other person. So do not kill people amongst you. Like the pagan Arabs, warfare and killing one another was a common thing until today, presently in Palestine, for the Jews who would like to show themselves as a very cultured, respectful, honorable nation, but they are the worst of the worst in the way they killing, and even in killing, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you have to kill, then kill also in a beautiful way. Like for example, slaughtering animals at Qurbani time or any other time, that should not be done with cruelty either. It should be done in the best way. But they have transgressed all limits and are doing the worst. So anyway, killing of one another, Allah Ta'ala refers to here as you are killing yourself. Because the whole of mankind are all the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So they are all one family. If you kill anyone, you are killing your own family, you are killing yourself. So refrain from that. And the lower levels of it, fighting, injuring one another, etc., disrespecting, dishonoring one another, all that is included in this. However, when Allah commands, and for the sake of Allah, that is jihad. And jihad also teaches that it must be done in an honorable way. There is no permission whatsoever, even in jihad, to mutilate the body of the enemy or to cause them what the present animals of Israel are doing, that in no way, anywhere is that permissible. The other explanation of this is that do not kill yourselves, do not commit suicide. Your life is not your life. You did not create this life. You haven't acquired this life. It is given by Allah. And you cannot interfere in the amanat of Allah. Allah has given you this life to live and for a specific purpose. So you have no right to take even your own life. So committing suicide is also totally haram. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا بِيشَكَ اللَّهَ تُمْ بَرْمِهِرْمَانِ هِرْ Undoubtedly Allah is most kind to you, most merciful to you, that He has taught you how to go about your mundane day-to-day activities, how to acquire your money and your wealth, and that is primarily by business. There are other means also, but by business and the laws of business and the fundamental ruling of business is both parties must be happy. And the other is respect one another, respect the lives of one another, respect the honor and dignity of one another. Don't interfere, it is like you are destroying yourself. If you fight with somebody, then that person is going to fight you back. You will swear him, he will swear you. You will give him a slap, he will give you a slap. So whatever you are doing, it's really you are harming yourself. You are bringing it upon yourself. And of course, don't commit suicide either. It's not your life. You do not have the right in any way to take that life. It is the life given by Allah, and Allah will take it on its time as He wants to. It belongs to him and he will take it. So this ayat also, a great ayat of the Quran Sharif, teaches us our fundamental thing. If we put right, the whole building of our life, of Islam, of deen, of this dunya will become correct. But when we do against that, we are doing nothing but destroying ourselves, and in the process we are destroying the nation and we are destroying the world also. So we must see that we do the right thing, the world will come right. And if we do the wrong things, even to ourselves, we are destroying the world. May Allah give us tawfiq to obey Allah's commandments, which are in public and which are in privacy, which are collective and which are individual. Every aspect of Allah's deen, we must learn and observe and live accordingly. And then Allah has chalked this beautiful way. He is most merciful. Kana bikum rahima. We follow His laws, what He has set out, and we will find only mercy and goodness in our life. Thank you.